This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back with your damn social show.
After show, if you will, Evolution.
After the show is the after show.
Yeah, but we're having a glitch, right?
Well, sort of. We got some voicemails, man, but I feel like there should be a bunch more that should be showing up. I don't know why they're not. I'm kind of PO'd about it.
Okay.
We only got five. I feel like we should have 50.
Yeah.
Like I've left 50? A few myself in the last few minutes that have not showed up.
What?
Yeah, the one I just did has not showed up yet, so.
Oh, shit.
Sort of snafu.
There might really be something wrong here, and I apologize. We've only got like five voicemails this week.
It was the influx of fucking voicemails at one time.
Just dropped it down.
Fucking cut us, yep.
All right, well, without further ado, why don't we start with email? Swerve.
Yeah. All right, I just need to figure out what the date was last Wednesday, and then I'm going.
Last Wednesday was the 26th.
Is that right?
Correct.
All right.
I don't know.
30 days in June.
Yeah, we don't need the analytic guy. Fuck him. And here we go. So, Team Eric, imagine that. Just listen to the Doomsday podcast and the social show. Everett said Eric only has a younger brother. Fans,
I'm we did this one.
No. This is the one that I put on the Facebook, but I didn't read it yet.
Okay, well, I've heard enough.
Everett said Eric only has the younger brother fans, and I'm here to say that I'm the oldest sibling as well as a female, and I'm Team Eric all the way. However, I'm a big dyke, so do I actually count? Anyway, love the shows and look forward to hearing more. Yeah, that's what I said.
No.
Why that's
not?
Irrelevant.
Hey, listen.
No, what a prick.
Well, not because you're a quote-unquote dyke. I have no problem with lesbians. I love lesbians.
Not at all.
But because you're Team Eric, you just don't count.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
A lower life form, and you're probably ought to just give up. You've picked the wrong lot in life, and there's a lot you can do to maybe fix it.
That's
second,
not true.
It's like the
that's
second worst true. Thing you could so be is loser. Team Armand, so I mean, if you're going to do something, do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
I wouldn't. I mean,
would you prefer to be Team Eric or
if I had
team?
To pick?
Yeah.
He's my brother. I got to pick him, but you're my guy, so I don't know.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Well, we were just talking about
Team Surreal Talk. I hate when people say that, but yeah. I am.
Well, we all got blocks from Frank, so.
That's true. If I had to pick one, it'd pick me.
But what do you me think? Too. What do you think the evolution, how did homosexuality evolve? You know, that's because
just a practice. I don't know that it did really evolve.
So
it's
now you're saying that homosexuality is a choice. You just said.
Well, I'm just wondering because it has nothing to do with, obviously, it's the antithesis of what we were talking about. The species that propagates.
But I don't it's not in nature. I don't think it's something in nature that made it.
Well, then you're saying it's a choice.
No, I'm not saying
it's
that
It's not
at
a
all.
Purely human thing, though. There's it's many not. Of animals in the animal kingdom that
practice
homosexuality.
I don't know about that.
At least have homosexual intercourse. I mean, plenty of male shit happens out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what species?
Here, I'll get it for
fish
you.
Fish happens like in dolphins, I believe, and you know.
Animals but why? It's not for pleasure, you would think.
I mean,
I'm saying it's an anomaly about evolution.
I mean, it happens.
I don't. You know, I'm not denying it. But
why do people become serial killers?
Oh, here we go, Armand. Here's great. No single species has ever been found in which homosexual behavior has not been shown to exist.
There you go.
That's a rather
with the exception
far-reaching.
Of the species that ever have sex at all.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have gay sex.
Such as sea urchins sex. And aphids.
Yeah. Well, some species are asexual.
Moreover, a part of the animal kingdom is a hermaphroditic, truly bisexual.
Hermaphrodite, yeah, that's different, but I don't know.
We're going to have to look into
every animal does it.
Why don't next week we do a show instead of the national parks?
Homosexuals?
Homosexuality. Is it real? If it didn't involve, where did it come from?
Are we going to try it?
No.
So we're gonna, this is a theory then.
So who was the dyke?
Hypothesis?
Who called herself a dyke?
A gal, that was 10 minutes ago. Mine was in the email.
Well, that's what brought this whole all this up.
Name was, hang on.
I didn't recognize the name.
I didn't either.
So it's not somebody that, you know, often.
How have you lost it? You just literally have
Gabby Mejia, M-E-J-I-A.
Mejia.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, okay, Mejia. Yeah, that okay. That person, Gabby Mejia.
Okay.
Team Eric.
She has some insights.
She's Team Eric. I mean, again, her vote doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't.
If you didn't go to SerialTalkPodcast.com and put it in, it doesn't count.
No, that's true.
So
next email and the only other one that we have is says, but I'll go through and get some Twitter posts off there too. So, hey guys, so being a fellow stoner, I just thought I'd share my test garden with you guys. Smiley face. And it is a picture of some purple ass weed.
Some purple ass weed. It is not purple weed. Let me get it. It looks purple to me.
Wow. That's not, or is that the light? Is that the ambient light? Yes.
Let's see.
It looks purple as fuck, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's using LED lights that have a combination of red and blue LEDs, is what that is.
Let's fuck.
That's an indica strain. You can tell by the fat fucking fan leaves.
Wrong.
What? You telling me that's a sativa by looking at it? I can tell you right now it's an indica.
Wrong.
Okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're just being contrary.
Yeah, he's just being contrary.
No, that's, it's that Trump gif.
Yeah, but I'm not wrong is the thing.
Well, I don't use that as...
Is that all the voice or all the email you got this week? I think it
is. That's all the email, yeah.
Being captious. Fractious.
You can see mentions, though. I got quite a few of those.
Sick. I know we had
a review. I got to fuck you. I know that. Jeff just sent that. Was very gracious.
There's a lot more fuck yous that would have come in spirit, I'm sure.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I had a review here that I wanted to read. Let me see if I can find it. Reviews are going well recently.
Really?
Wow. Here we go. This is a one-star review left on...
One star? That's a good one.
Left on June 30th.
One star.
A bad name for Illinois is the subject. Ooh. Okay, being from Illinois, we've got enough to be embarrassed about. These goofs make it even worse. While the content has all the promise of being entertaining, their mastery of the technical skills of podcasting are just laughable.
Aww.
One guy's mic laughing. Is blasting, while the other sound like his head is shoved in a cardboard box.
I wonder who he's talking about there.
Yeah.
On a recent show, they said they've been on since Obama. After all these years, they still don't know how to set mics levels. Sophomoric at best.
Ooh, sophomoric.
At least he's not shitting on our content, just on our production.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. Well, yeah,
we're not the Coen brothers.
That's Brian, then. We got to get mad at him, right? He's a producer, isn't he? He gets one star.
But this next one's a one star, too. It's incoherent dribble.
Oh.
True. That's what they love about us.
And this has to be from our old episodes, because he says, dumbest duo I've heard podcasting.
Hey, that's not me.
You're not in there.
Thank you.
They still live at home when their mommy feeds them mayonnaise until it comes out of their ears.
Is that true?
Jeez, no, neither. I live at home, but not with my mom.
Yeah, I'm the only one that lives at home.
No, I mean, I live at home.
I live with my sister.
But not with my mom. I live at home, at my home.
Well, that's not what he meant.
Well, that's not what he meant, but he said
parents
live at home. I mean, I live at home.
We are the dumbest duo I've heard of podcasting, though.
Two one stars, man. That's not good.
There's a dumber duo.
Probably dumber trios out there.
Let's hit some VMs. Oh, I guess I should hook up.
I got Jeff the Janitor posted on Twitter, says, the fact that Everett Hicks and UGC Eric talked about the burbs on their after show is great. It's an example of how they are one of the best fan interactive podcasts out there at Surreal Talk Show and how they have a great taste.
Everyone, Satan is good.
Twitter usually does pretty good for us. So then this guy, F-R-A, who, Don, Ray, you're chanting X. Listening to Surreal Talk at work today, I listened to the Flat Earth episode and was pretty disappointed by how normal the guest David Weiss was.
Yeah.
I really expected batshit crazy, but he made it sound not quite as crazy as it sounds.
I agree with that.
Not quite as crazy as it sounds. Yeah,
yeah, you're crazy too.
Non-believer here, but still a good show. Christopher Winters tweets at us. He says, Surreal Talk Show, can you do another show on World War III? I think we're closer than we've been in a while, given the current political climate. Uh-oh. And I love the show.
Just did Doomsday, though.
Hashtag Team Surreal Talk. Hashtag fuck you, Everett.
Ooh, hashtag right back at you.
Just Jojo tweets and says, Surreal Talk Show, what do you think about this? It's a retweet of conspiracy theories about the robocalls. The more you answer them, the more you get.
That could be. I answer almost all of them, and I get a lot of them. You guys get those?
For what? What are they answering?
So one's
for?
Trying to sell me a vehicle warranty. Another one's my credit card.
And you actually answer those? Because I see a number I don't know. I immediately delete it and block it.
Well, lately, I've been having fun with them. I'm pretty sure I talk about this on the show.
Yeah, but the robot, how can you have a fun with robo? If
you can get to
a human.
You can get to a human eventually. As soon as you say you're interested in it.
That would be fun, yeah.
I start, like, the thing I've been doing on the vehicle warranty is I try to buy a warranty for my World War II era submarine.
You both.
They always hung up on it.
Oh, yeah. You should try to buy one for a tractor.
Because I'll start out with... Well, the car I have is a 1980 Celica, which that gets them horny right off the back. Because warranty on a Celica never happened. They're like, but what I'm really interested in is trying to get an extended warranty on this World War II era submarine I have. Yeah. And usually they click right out.
I got a T-34 Russian tank.
Ooh, baby, they can get you going on that.
Starting to give me engine knock.
Yeah, and the fucking the tracks on those were hurting.
Right, the turret isn't turning very well.
That's pre-existing condition.
Yeah, it's lube.
Oh yeah, pretty good. Insurance on that.
He gets the CBD lube and fucking just.
See, all right, that's what I need on my car door.
So I got a few. I got a few more mentions here.
Uh-oh.
So Just JoJo replied to someone and said, "If you like conspiracy theories, then you need to listen to the podcast, The Real Talk Show. They are the best." And then we've got one that's just Team Armand, hashtag Team Armand.
Hey, who's that?
That was Dazia.
Jesus.
Yeah, who knows though?
Love him.
Rob Bell says squirrels with a koala pouch. I assume we talked about that.
I didn't know squirrels had. Did
this is from the Armand Apocalypse Surreal Talk Show and at Everett. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we were talking about stuff like that.
When work is unbelievable, crazy, and you can't listen to Surreal Talk Show while you work, it's like my own
That's
hell.
That's bullshit.
Hashtag the warden says no.
How about when
hashtag
work is unbelievable, crazy, and you Team can't record Armand. While Surreal Talk while you work?
Get a new job, brother.
Hashtag Team Armand.
We're hiring.
Yeah, good. Who's this?
On Surreal Talk.
This is Macy Combs.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Christopher Winters tweets, Surreal Talk Show, Surreal Talk Saturdays. I work overtime at a machinist press operator every Saturday from 4:30 to whenever I want or need the money. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for your show, these mornings would really suck. Hashtag keep kicking ass.
Thank you. All right.
We'll keep kicking ass as long as you keep watching our movies. That's from Boogie Nights.
No, I don't remember it very well.
No.
I feel like I'm doing more for humanity doing this than practicing medicine.
Ryan Sykes says, this is going to be a good one, I bet. Can't wait for the crazy theory. We're here because an alien fucked a monkey. And we missed that opportunity that an alien fucked a monkey.
Our mom brought it up. Well, let's talk about it now. Do you think an alien fucked a monkey and that's how we got smart?
No, I think a comet deposited some amino acids. No.
So say
thiols.
Let's stick with the thought that we did evolve from monkeys. Okay. What caused monkeys to get smart? What caused us to gain consciousness?
Yeah.
Well, did monkeys get fucked by aliens?
I think we went over that. I think it's the opposable thumb started us
a path, huh?
Yeah, gave us some abilities, more or less. And I think it was cooking that really started the whole brain. You know, we started eating food that was cooked. That's what I've read that seemed to make the brain expand. And
that explains why a lot of Whole Foods people are fucking dumb assholes. But I'm ting. Where's my buddy?
Christopher,
give yourself a drum.
Christopher Winters tweets out, at Surreal Talk Show, I often wondered, with UFOs being reported around nuclear silos and temporarily shutting down the bases, if we ever had a situation where nukes are launched again, if aliens would finally show themselves and shut the missiles down midair.
Only one way to find out.
Shut the fuck up.
Armand.
Hit the button.
Jesus.
Well, it's science. One knows nothing until one experiments.
I guess so.
Rochelle Bogart says, loving all the episodes you guys are doing lately. I really like the split between the social stuff and regular episodes. Well, why, thank you.
We've had no bad feedback on
split.
So. Makes me wonder if anybody's even listening then.
Our numbers would say
no
yes.
bad feedback. Okay.
We're doing the best we've done in a year right now.
Wow.
Yeah. We're running it's gotta be me. I would say it's probably 98% Armand. That's why I put your name on
it. You guys are the dumb duo, remember?
We were the douchey duo, but I guess dumb was kind of... Anyway, you're able
dumb
to
is being
man?
Complimentary.
More shit there.
No, go ahead. That was all the ads.
No voicemails yet?
No, we got a couple of voicemails. Oh, none of those ones have rolled in yet, but we got... The first one's from Jeff Spicoli. I'm gonna preface this by saying it's not actually from Jeff Spicoli.
I would think, it's Sean Penn, right?
Yeah, it's not Sean Penn.
Ah, hello.
Yes, I know that introduction.
Nice roll.
Wow, nice trill.
Jeff, you gonna make it?
Yeah, hey, I think he passed out.
Can you hear me?
What's up, guys?
Oh, hey, man.
It's Spicoli. That's the name they gave me.
Sounds like him.
I just wanted to call and say Canadian Keith is like the coolest stoner I've ever fucking smoked with. I fucking surfed some waves with him, dude, and... He's fucking champion legend.
That's awesome.
But,
champion legend.
Everett, you dick. say fuck you.
What, man?
Yes.
Good-natured fellow.
You hear that? that's my skull.
Wow.
My phone, fuck. But, dude, my dad, he's a TV repairman. He's got the ultimate set of tools.
He's hitting all the spots.
Yeah, he's man.
All the Spicoli spots here, yeah.
I could totally fix it. But I'm going to have to go ahead and get off so I can fix it. But I'll just take one more rip off this song here.
Song.
Yes, the Zong Bong.
Yeah, what is that?
He's a cool motherfucker.
What
man.
Is a Zong? What
it's
is
just it? A brand of.
Oh, it's a Z shaped like.
Oh
neck
yeah, you guys explain that to me. That's yeah. right, Zong. Yeah. Percolating.
They have percolators in them.
Right. Hell yeah, dudes! I'll catch you later.
Easy, Keith. Have a good one, man. I mean, Spicoli.
Yeah, Spicoli. Right. See you, Ridgemont.
All right. Thanks there, that was a Canadian good one. Spicoli.
Yeah, he never disappoints.
No.
Here's a little follow-up from Mr. Canadian Keith.
Another one? Wow.
Oh, shit. Sounds familiar. I recognize that wrong.
The usual prelude.
Yeah, you can always tell him because he's got this cadence with his bong bubbles. Uh-huh. You can tell just by how frequent they are. You know, I've got a real ear for bong bubbles, man.
Is that right?
No.
I think so. Hello?
Taking it
to the head.
To the head.
Yes.
Hell yeah, guys. It's Canadian Keith.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what's up, Canadian Keith?
Just wanted to call and say I hope those CBD products have been working out for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eric, I saw you during the show last week. Hell yeah. Thanks for promoting the ratios. We've had a couple people use the code.
Fucking A, man.
All right. There is at least one person who purchased, but they used their from like, Cypress first Hill? Code, which is first 20 right or on. Something like that. But regardless of that, do not use that code. Just put in Surreal420. You'll still get 20% off. You can use it multiple times. It never expires.
All right.
That's right, baby.
Anyone can use it. I literally it. Made it like the most open-ended promo code that I could. And, yeah, so...
What's your e-commerce platform, Keith? What are you using
there? Want to try it?
Always on the clock, aren't you?
I'm just wondering. He's not responding to me, too. This
we didn't give him a plug there, by the way. We
did. You were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you left good. Earlier, man.
I have to.
You know, when we
start
talk about
Ocho Man.
Pure ratios, a nice CBD place that...
We'll start calling you Ocho Man. Leave him before the show's over.
I got my father.
Like T.O. over here.
Babysitting.
You talking about Keemstar?
Yeah, Keemstar.
Me and a lot of my friends. So, yeah, I just wanted to also say that I just got done hanging out with... Macho Weed, Randy Weedage.
And
I know Macho Weed.
Nice.
And we had a fat session, so I'm pretty baked right now. And
ooh, yeah, brother.
I'm loving your guys' after show.
You love me?
The part two.
I love you, too.
Social show is great.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Armand doesn't
like how many people are leaving voicemails.
Sociopath.
Let's keep it going. Shout out to Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Canadian
hey,
Keith. Donna. Totally buy a shirt. You guys fucking let me know.
Oh,
shirts are on sale in another dimension.
There was somebody I was supposed to shout out this week.
Stay high.
Well, Lar's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lar.
Yeah, give him a man. He's a good listener.
Our boy there.
Yeah, he's one of our faithful.
All right, here's the next one.
One of the family.
From Dave.
Oh, Dave, eh?
Dave's not home.
Dave's not here, man.
What I don't get is you did CERN as your own separate podcast back in the day.
That's true.
And then you did Doomsday.
Yep.
And didn't bring fucking CERN up.
CERN?
Yeah, he's got a good point. Missed opportunity there.
CERN, yeah. Did we do a whole show on CERN?
Would you consider the merging of realities in a doomsday scenario? We didn't talk about that.
I don't know.
Think about it. Say our Earth reality merged with another Earth reality. Completely changes.
That would be nuts.
I mean, it's a definitely end of world as you
First
know
thing
it.
You're doing, I'm going to kick in the other me's ass.
I'm teaming up with the other me. He's a smart guy. Beautiful. I think we can get along.
It's a penchant for the dramatic.
Yours does. Anyway.
What the fuck's that about?
What, bro?
Team Eric, obviously.
That's right, bro.
Fuck you, Everett.
Fuck you.
Yes. Fair enough.
Obviously.
It's because of the accent.
What do you say?
Eric, obviously. And fuck you, Everett. Yes.
In the ass.
Oh, yes. In the ass.
Ooh.
Well, fuck you, Dave. Fuck you right in your ass.
Ours.
Why is Zach blue?
Because I made Zach a mod. I said,
okay,
fuck
cool,
it. He said,
cool,
Zach,
cool.
You're a mod. You've got superpowers. You've in real life as well as on the YouTubes.
I was like, why is he blue?
We've got another voicemail here from a figuring the same Dave.
Forgot to say,
hey Dave.
Massive thank you for giving my new YouTube channel a shout out.
Oh, no worries, brother.
Really do appreciate it. And
hopefully, like you got some traction.
I'll keep spreading the good word.
It's
a real talk over in the UK, and love everything that guys do.
We're huge.
We
are huge over in the UK.
We love
and
the
Britain
UK.
And all of those little islands over there in Asia.
If I could tell you how much I love the UK, if I could tell you,
you can't.
Thank you enough. For,
thank you enough.
Sharing what I'm trying to do now.
And why do you defile their language with that accent of yours?
It's not defiling it, Armand. I'm speaking Queen's English.
You're moitering to Queen's English.
Oh, thank you, Curly. I used to love it. They didn't say that. You're moitering
et cetera.
To
Queen's English. Yeah. See? So?
You missed it, but Jessica said she's going to put up, she's going to make a Shopify store.
No, she's
not. And she's going to make profits off of our shirts for us.
She can't do that. I'll sue her.
That's what she said, too. She'll sue your ass in court.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, no.
All right.
Nope. Everett, you need so love.
Don't be
buddy.
So litigious.
Oh, okay. So, look. Now, just because you're poor you, Dabney's going to Team Everett for today.
Thanks, buddy. I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah, I bet. We got any more?
You're getting pity votes.
Pity votes. I'll fucking pity votes, Armand.
It's you, boy. As bad as somebody no boosted their all. Number. No I mean, pride.
Listen, honestly, I'm thinking about disbanding Team Everett.
So, good idea.
That's what, yeah, I mean, you know, Cubs should have did that a long time ago, but.
Call me a loser like a Cubs?
I'm just saying. I didn't say it, you did.
Here's a voicemail from Ted.
Kaczynski?
I don't know.
What's up, gents?
Hey, what's up, man?
Ted in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, we're just talking about Chicago. Weird.
No, but we've heard from Ted in Chicago.
I just want to call in reference to the Doomsday podcast.
Bad about it.
And the day after Doomsday podcast.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Gents, this guy's real critical on us.
Weapons, medicine, water, food.
Weapons, medicine.
Water, food.
Water, food.
Check. Okay.
That's it. In that order at all times.
That's not it, though.
In that order?
No, weapons? Not in that order.
Depends on the scenario.
Yeah, not in that order. I have to disagree
with
that.
Well, I guess if you have a weapon, food, you
water,
get food, huh?
Medicine, weapons.
No, I would say weapons over food.
Food, water, food, weapons,
water,
medicine.
Weapons, food, medicine. Water, weapons, food, medicine. That's it. That's the order.
Mm. Priority, weapons and medicine.
No.
Food and water you're going to be able to find, but you get
maybe.
A weapon.
Injection speculation.
Find a way. To fucking cure whatever infections you're going to be getting.
I'll get AIDS.
Whatever infection hasn't fucking infected the goddamn earth already.
Okay. I mean, I'm not Team saying Armand. That they're dumb. What'd he say?
Doesn't
Team
matter.
Armand?
No,
I don't think
said,
so.
Fuck you, Armand.
Yeah, he said fuck you, Armand.
We'll roll it back, make sure.
Oh, I thought it was something like that.
Team Armand.
Team, yeah, hey.
You're mishearing. He says fuck you, Armand.
No, no.
Zach in the chat asked, right what on, about brother. Dentists?
You're,
I guess this
you're
guy
my
didn't
man.
List dentists, so.
Dentist, you got to have dentists.
Not dentist. Oh, not dentist. Podiatrist, not dentist.
Not a podiatrist either.
All right, we don't need either one, but not dentist. First of all, how are you going to get tooth decay? You're not going to be eating anything.
Right.
Bullshit. I'll be eating steak.
Steak.
Pork steak.
You're going to be eating rat.
Rat? I'll eat rat? Fuck, dude. I don't care. I'll eat whatever I can to live.
Oh, I'd eat a fucking rat.
Armand's
going to
starve. He's not going to eat anything.
I can't. You got to catch a rat.
What do you eat these days? You fast on that red drink for like weeks.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
I'll be fasting.
Do you eat?
I eat whatever Tonga cooks me. That's what I eat.
Like what? Like baked potatoes and shit?
Great
potatoes?
No. Tonight, steak?
Steak.
Well,
Sunlight, bro. Be Team Everett. Just saying.
Veggie burritos? Slaw?
Veggie burritos? Where are you going to get the tortillas?
Broccoli casserole.
Where are you going to get the tortillas?
From Tonga.
You know how to make your own flour?
I don't know how to make anything. You know, she makes
he
everything.
He grinds the wheat up.
Yes.
The wheat
yeah, like
for the flour.
He's a miller?
Yeah, right.
Reggie?
No, a fucking Mita? Flour miller?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Take it down to the mill. There's a millstone. It grinds it down.
I take my laundry
down
to
the
bran. River.
You get the bran, and if you need to like thicken up your poop, you eat the bran. Otherwise, you just keep the flour. You know how it works, Armand?
You're always thinking about defecation, aren't you?
Well, it's a very important part of my life.
Yes, it certainly is. How is that anyway? Is that
dude,
resolving?
The last 3 weeks have been fucking horrible, honestly. Honestly, they've been three very bad weeks.
You got to go gluten-free.
Yeah, I know. I should do a lot of things, man. I need to go on a fucking
you
diet
need to
again.
Fast
I need
with vegetarianism and then go gluten-free.
Dude, there's a million things I need to do. The first of which is stop fucking eating so much whenever I get high.
Yeah, that's
right there. That's the big deal.
Well, when you lost all that weight, did that help?
Yeah. I mean, only because I think I had a lot less intake.
Right. Well,
because the big thing was a keto is I'm not eating snacks. I can't eat any kind of sugars or carbohydrates. So all my fucking bread type shit is gone.
What were you eating?
Mostly bacon and eggs.
Okay.
So I would have, I had a special low carb bread and special low carb tortillas, which made it really easily livable. So generally for dinner, I would have two eggs, three or four slices of bacon, and two tortillas. And just throw a fucking over easy egg, strip or two of bacon, and fucking eat it up as a burrito.
Okay.
And eat that.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I eat that every day for like 9 months. Every day. Some days I'd have chicken.
I can't help but think like if you're disbanding, that's just more people for the team, Eric. You know what I mean? Do you think?
Well, that's the only reason I haven't disbanded.
Oh, so say, how many of your followers do you think would go through to Armand, and how many would come?
I bet I get most of them. Oh. They hate you. They hate you.
Oh. Come on, Armand.
That's right.
I'm going a 70-30 split me.
No way.
Zach in the chat asks, is Tonga what Armand calls the microwave? Is your microwave named Tonga?
No. That's checking. That's my lady friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, Armand.
Nobody's ever met her. She's never been in chat.
Ever.
Oh, believe me.
Okay, she's been in chat.
She's been in chat with me after every show. I get it, boy.
You asshole.
I get chewed out. Yeah. Believe me. I get it today again, too.
Shit.
Oh yeah, she exists. Believe me.
Oh, what are you on? You guys do it for the fourth. I know what you're doing.
Going to Chicago.
Going to Chicago. Got family up there or what?
Yeah, got my. Well, no, I don't have family. I'm taking my dad with me.
Where are you guys going?
Stay with a buddy of mine. It's Scott, a friend of mine, up in Antioch.
Antioch, Illinois. Michigan.
Is this
Illinois? Illinois,
Michigan.
It's right on the border.
Is this Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Is this a male friend?
You know what's weird?
Like, I got a lady friend.
This might surprise you guys. I've been to like 43 states, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Never been to Wisconsin.
Never been to Wisconsin, really?
Isn't that weird?
I've been to Wisconsin.
It's weird.
Well, I think.
You can come with us.
Where's the Twin Cities? No, where's the Quad Cities?
That's in Minneapolis. The Quad Cities is Iowa.
Iowa,
that's where I was at.
Davenport, Bettendorf, Moline.
Where they make the John Deere.
Peoria?
No.
Not Peoria. What the fuck is
that? Where they make the John Deere.
No, don't tell me.
Right?
Yeah, I think there's...
I can't remember the name of the town. It's where they make the John Deere's, though.
Rock Island.
Rock Island, yep.
Quad Cities.
Yep. Davenport, Bettendorf, Rock Island, Moline.
Right. Yep. Any other voicemails?
No, man, that's pretty much it. We didn't get a lot of voicemails. I think that shit's broken.
Fuck you ever.
It has to be broken.
Dude, you know what's weird? Is because I put a call out, and I know we would have got a bunch of them, because I left a few myself. And I had Ocho Man leave one. Is people leaving a voicemail for Fuck You Armand? I was going to have like 40 of them today for you.
Yeah, we wanted to get
for
some.
Me?
Yeah.
For you, just because we love you. And then we figure like you really needed to hear that.
So we will update on the voicemail.
It's good for my humility.
Out,
probably next week or a week after.
No, we'll update them on through the group and the page on our voicemail. They can re-leave voicemails once we have an update on it.
Yeah, leave your voicemails. How about by next week? I want to have as many fuck yous as we can. Whoever has the most fuck yous wins.
Oh, so no, wait. So there should be something.
This is a reverse.
We should all throw $5 in here, and whoever gets the least amount of fuck yous gets the 15.
Sorry with me.
I don't know about that. I got $5 right here.
I know he'd lose. I know Everett. Between me and you.
Armand?
That's what I was saying.
My wallet,
the most amount of fuck yous.
I'll give an IOU.
Oh, the most amount of fuck yous.
Oh, well, I don't think I can win that one.
Same difference.
I think Everett's going to win that.
I got a chance there because people might just
not know about it. We're just going to go throw. We'll throw $5 on it. No,
let's just do it. Let's just do it.
What's the bet?
We don't need to throw any money on it. It's obviously for, you know, who wins. Money doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, listen to the socialist over here.
Okay.
It doesn't. Who are you? Money, I don't give two shits about the $10 I'll get from you guys. What I do care about is winning.
Oh.
Well, this so ain't let's, show friends.
Let's
it's
get
show
let's get Team Everett out there doing both fuck Everett's how? And fuck everybody
wait,
else because I don't
know
how we're doing
tell
it yet.
Them to leave voicemails right now because we don't know why it
doesn't
work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying do it both ways.
We will update them through the group and the page whenever it's working.
Well, let's do it right here. Well, this isn't going to be released on Monday anyway.
Oh, good call. I didn't think about that.
So
you got time.
Yeah, we need to actually put it on the group.
Yeah.
We won't have 2 days
you're right.
left.
We just need to put it on the group.
All right. Well, guys, I got nothing else left
all
for
right.
today.
Happy
Armand, thank you for showing up, as always.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Oh, is that right? So you're going to be nice to him now?
Yeah, dude, what the
I
fuck?
I love these people, man.
No,
what are you talking? What am I not nice to our listeners?
Couldn't have told last week by your dedication, Armand.
Yeah, you couldn't even entertain the idea of living past the apocalypse. And now you're thanking people.
I admit it.
You, Rudy Poo. Anyway. All right, guys, thanks for coming.
We appreciate it.
We will catch you, 2 weeks with the, or maybe next week with the fucking... disappearances in national parks.
Oh, yeah. National park disappearances.
So cool.
Missing people in parks.
I'm going to read up on that.
SerialTalkPodcast.com. Again, get those fucking voicemails in. Email us at info@SerialTalkPodcast.
That's true.
Find all of our socials. Just Google Serial Talk Podcast. You'll get it all.
At Serial Talk Show on Twitter.
You can find Armand on Facebook. Just search his name, Armand Kachigian.
Just look for Global Warming is a Hoax.
.com. That's Armand.
/.
Or it should be.
Like
backslash.
Backslash.
Right. All right, guys, that's it. Enough filibuster.
Because he likes the back end.
We will see you guys next week.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com. and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.